WELA North Syracuse, WSGO Oswego, W249BC Mattydale, W261AC Oswego, WTKWHD2 Bridgeport, ESPN Radio. Broadcasting live from Armory Square and the ESPN studios in downtown Syracuse, this is the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show, celebrating and spotlighting the best in high school sports in Central New York, featuring the guru Phil Blackwell, top athletes and coaches in CNY. Now here's your host, the maestro, Mr. Mike Bristol.
All right, here we are on it, and welcome to the program. Great show for you. We're going to have some, you know, when we get our interviews going and things like that, it's always nice to catch up with some of the coaches we haven't in a while. It's good to get on some of the new coaches, some of the new faces, hear about some of the top talent in the area. Before we get going, we're going to do our Tuscarora segment, Jim Gladden, and talk some tournament action and what he's got going on. We are going to go through a little bit about who's going to be on the program. We are going to kick things off after that with our Nye Automotive interview with Marcel, softball coach Lisa McLaughlin, along with Avery Hammond and Jill O'Connor on her team. And no softball team in Central New York has proven as successful as the Marcellus Mustangs the last couple years here. All Marcellus has done is put together back-to-back Section Class B championships, despite the graduation of several top players, including the pitcher Aubrey Fryer. The Mustangs still have plenty of top hitters on hand and a new top pitcher in Bella Mandello. And Coach McLaughlin, two of her players, will be here on the program. First baseman Avery Hammond and outfielder Jill O'Connor. And we'll talk to her in just a few minutes. After that, we've got our Aflac Spotlight interview with Salve baseball coach Joe Kessler and Captain Jordan Dippold. Salve, really, if you look at this team, has enjoyed a successful baseball program throughout much of the 21st century, peaking in 2016 when it won both the sectional regional Class B championships. But the Bearcats went through an unexpected coaching change when Darren Lee stepped down after 12 seasons and JV coach Joe Kessler has taken over. Salve is off to a strong 2-0 start with wins over VVS and Marcellus. We're going to talk to Kessler here on the program along with his team senior captain, Jordan Dippel. And then we're going to finish things up after that here on the Aflac Inside High School Sports Show with our U.S. Army Spotlight interview with Lafayette lacrosse players Christian DeJoseph and Brett Bucktooth Jr. And a few boys lacrosse programs, if you look you know, anywhere really in Central New York, a mix of skill, you know, history, heritage, the way that Lafayette and Onondaga has. And the Lancers have long been one of the top small schools, and not just 4 years ago when the state Class D championship. Lafayette claimed another Class D sectional title a season ago and are already 3-0 this spring thanks to wins over Thousand Islands, South Jefferson, and Casanova. So joining us in a few minutes as well are two of Lafayette's seniors. We'll talk to Christian DeJoseph and Brett Bucktooth, both here on the Aflac Insurance Inside High School Sports Show. And so before we get going on that, let's talk to our good buddy Jim Gladden here on the program and a little bit about the Marcus Paul Foundation. So, Jimmy, what's going on? How are you?
I'm doing great. A little frosty out there this morning, but it's still good golf.
When's that tee off for you? 10 a.m.? Is it right now or when are you starting here? 10:30?
10:45, Mike. So we're in great shape.
Who's in your crew?
I got the great Phil Galuppi today,
nice.
Commissioner of Probation, so hopefully he's off probation today when we drop. That would be great, and I got a couple characters possibly going to meet us, but it's a great morning for golf.
Do you guys play a little snake? Do you guys play a little two versus two? Do you guys do an all-around, you know, bet through the foursome? What do you guys do?
It's the best. And the worst pays for lunch.
Nice.
Can't beat that deal. And lunch could be 2 or 3 hours, if you know what I'm saying, Mike.
So, Jimmy, tell me about the, first of all, Tuscarora, beautiful course. What a great place between what Peter does with the food and entertainment and the pro shop with Jason. And obviously, you know, everything that has to do with the course is just this really nice place to be. Great atmosphere, great golf, great people. You know, tell me a little bit about that.
Mike, you hit every step perfectly. They're the best people. It's a great course. It's a player's place. It's a great family place. The people up there are wonderful. This tournament is successful, not only because of the people who back it, but when I went to Peter less than 60 days from Marcus's death, never having done a tournament, between he, Jason, and the staff there, they've made our success in this program. This will be our third Marcus Paul Invitational on Monday, June 5th. And when I say it's all due to them, you can't believe how they have stepped up over the years.
You know,
I mean, tremendously.
No, I've seen it. Incredible job they do. Tell me about Marcus Paul and you know, why you started the foundation and what exactly happened.
Sure. I, along with Randy Etzel, my brother John, who is down in Florida, we knew about this kid by the name of Marcus Paul, his junior year at Osceola High, which is in Kissimmee, down in Florida, the area of Disney. Having to know Marcus from about his junior year in high school, I've never met such a tremendous, tremendous person. I've been fortunate to have known and have lived with some great guys. I had the pleasure of having Roosevelt Bowie, Louis Orr, and Art Monk live with me throughout their college experience here. Marcus was like a young brother to me and my family. Marcus, his legacy was not only to have been just a super athlete, which he was. He was on the 87 football team, undefeated team. If it wasn't for the idiot that wanted to play for a tie at Auburn, we would have won that Sugar Bowl and been right in the hunt for national championship. But to know Marcus Paul was to love Marcus Paul, the individual. He was strength and conditioning coach after his tenure with the Chicago Bears, where Mike Ditka just saw the talent in him, took him to New Orleans as a defensive back coach. And then the great Mike Wojcik, who was strength and conditioning guy here at Syracuse, saw what Marcus could bring to the table, asked him to come over to New England, where at that time he was. Marcus then started his adventure as strength and conditioning with the Patriots, moved over to the Giants. In between there, won 5 Super Bowls. Mike Wojcik travels over to Dallas, asked Marcus to leave the Giants and come there as he knew Mike was going to retire. Going to Dallas, he put really his faith and his Christian attitude in God's hands, as Marcus was a true Christian. Went to Dallas and ended up being strength and conditioning coach, where Coach McCaffrey said, probably became the closest to a person and player he's ever been with. Mm. When I talk about greatness, Brady with the Patriots says, there is no Tom Brady if there wasn't Marcus Paul in the beginning of my career. Most people don't realize strength and conditioning coaches spend more time with players than any position or head coach does, because they're in the training room. Marcus got to everybody in the same way. But when practices were done, Marcus, that's when he started his camaraderie, his friendship, and his knowledge with players. The morning of Marcus's passing, he had left the locker room to go out onto the field as the Cowboys were getting ready for a Thanksgiving Day game. He had talked to a couple injured people. Dak Prescott, who he became very close with, was probably one of the last people that Marcus got to talk to. And Marcus got onto the field and turned and suffered a brain aneurysm and died at a young 51, 52 years old.
Boy.
Devastation. Yeah. When I say devastation, I unfortunately was walking down the 9th fairway of Tuscarora when my brother John, who does work for the NFLPA, called me and said that he had just gotten a call from the head of security at the Cowboys and Marcus had been stricken and was pretty much gone at that point. around 11 o'clock in the morning, Monday morning of Thanksgiving week, which would be 3 years this coming November. And I left Tuscarora in utter shock, absolute utter shock, because I'd spoken to him about a week before just to kind of catch up with absolutely no illness, no nothing, just the typical Marcus. And his smile is what everybody I've ever talked to still talks about, the big old Kissimmee smile, and how he just could greet you and warm you up so fast. He was a man's man, but for every person, he opened his heart. Always had. Always.
Boy, Jimmy. Powerful stuff. And then, so June 5th is the tournament, and and get the turnout going, get the guys going, you know, get everybody out there, right?
I'll tell you, in our first 2 years, the amount of people, former players who have come back, coaches, Randy Etzel, SU coaching staff, John Wildhack has been very, very supportive of this. So have not only just local merchants, but people and former players. You cannot believe the turnout that we have had. We try to limit it to about 130 players. As you had mentioned, Mike, the tournament this year is on Monday, June 5th. We always do it on the 5th of June, so former NFL players can come back. It's kind of a dead period for coaching. Moose Johnson is on our board. He and Marcus were extremely close, along with probably Marcus's best friend, Dave Holmes. Dave, Moose, my brother John, Mike Wojcik, and Heidi Paul, Marcus's wife, are on the board of directors for the Marcus Paul Foundation. When I say guys have come back, they pencil this date in. Donnie McPherson, Jeff Mangrum, the Woodens, everybody comes back because of Marcus. And we have been able to, in 2 years, 2.5 years, to raise over $250,000.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible.
A couple guys from the south side of Syracuse to be able to do something like this. Again, though, along with the help of Jason and Peter Capicilli, these guys. But it just shows how his strength and character speak of the people that say, let's trek back to Syracuse that weekend in June. We do a meet and greet. This year, we're going to be doing the meet and greet on Sunday, the 4th of June, at Myers Creek down in the Iron Pier.
Yep.
Pollock and them have gone out of their way to host this event. It'll be approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We got some surprise guests coming in, which we're firming up at this time. But the players and coaches, ADs that come in are just again, a testament to Marcus. It's a great deal. For those who are playing golf, your fees are all included for everything. It's $250 a person, and that would include everything. The meet and greet, your breakfast in the morning at Tuscarora, your lunch, your drinks all day, dinner, everything. We're not nickel and diming.
Wow.
All the money that's raised goes into the foundation. Nobody in the foundation gets any salary, nothing. We have all volunteered from day one, and that's the premise.
Well, Jimmy, I got to tell you, I can't get any better than that. I mean, that's incredibly impressive. Obviously, what a testament you just gave for such a beloved, man in the, not only this community, but several communities, and with all the athletes he worked with and everything he's done. I mean, it's just what you just talked about is incredibly powerful, and I hope everyone gets out there June 5th, and we'll obviously promote it. I'm glad that we can promote it. It's incredible to have you on air. In fact, you and I should probably catch up and get some stories going and get some of the guys on air as well at some time. Maybe even get you and Moose and a few of the guys in the studio. It would be a lot of fun at some point, or broadcast live or do something like that, you know?
Be glad to do it.
Yeah.
I know these guys love doing it.